Yes, and that's why we're here, to remind us that we're all sinners. I want to read a psalm that really touched me this morning as we were reading. So some of you here have heard it before, but I'm going to read Psalm 26. Judge me, O Lord, for I have walked in my integrity. I have trusted also in the Lord, therefore I shall not fly. Examine me, O Lord, prove me, try my reins and my heart. For thy loving kindness is before my eyes, and I have walked in thy truth. I have not sat with vain persons, neither will I go in with assemblies. I have hated the congregation of evildoers, and will not sit with the wicked. I will wash my hands in innocency, so will I compass thine altar, O Lord, that I may publish with the voice of thanksgiving, and tell of all thy wondrous works. Lord, I have loved the habitation of thy house, and the place where thine honor dwells. Gather not my soul with sinners, nor my life with bloody men, in whose hands is mischief, and their right hand is full of pride. But as for me, I will walk in mine integrity. Redeem me, and be merciful unto me. My foot standeth in an even place. In the congregations will I bless the Lord. Now, as I was reading this psalm, I thought, this is an interesting one. Judge me, O Lord, for I have walked in my integrity. And the difference between a Christian and someone who does not call themselves by the name of Christ is not that we don't sin and they do. We all sin. It's that we have asked the Lord to forgive our sins, and he has. So we can say, Lord, we've walked in our integrity because we come here to confess our sins. So let's pray and confess our sins to God this morning. Lord, we ask you that you would look down from heaven upon us, your church, and forgive us our sins. Lord, we know that we have sinned against you. We know that we are guilty. As Michael read this morning, we have all fallen short of the glory of God. But Lord, we ask for your forgiveness. We do not want to be those who sit with vain persons. We want to be those, Lord, who hate the congregation of the evildoers. So Lord, we come to you this morning confessing our sins. We ask for your forgiveness. In Jesus Christ's name and by his blood. Amen.
For our confession of faith, we're going to return to the Westminster Confession of Faith, shorter catechism. We're now in that rather lengthy section of the catechism which deals with what duties God requires of man. And we have been told as we've read these questions that the duties that God requires of man are the moral duties that are summarily comprehended in the Ten Commandments. We're ready this morning for the Fifth Commandment. One of the things that's interesting about the Westminster Catechism's position on the Fifth Commandment is that it doesn't just relate to the relationship between children and parents, which is what's on the face, but on all relationships of authority and submission. So what I will do is read the question, and then please join me in reading the answers. Which is the fifth commandment? The fifth commandment is, honor thy father and thy mother, that they may belong on the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. What is required of us in the fifth commandment? The fifth commandment requires the preserving the honor and performing the duties belonging to everyone in their several places and relations as superiors, inferiors, or equals. The modern English version teases that out a little bit. What does the fifth commandment require? The fifth commandment requires us to respect and treat others, whether above, below, or equal to us, as their position or our relationship to them demands. What is forbidden to us in the fifth commandment? The fifth commandment forbids the neglecting of or doing anything against the honor and duty which belongeth to everyone in their several places and relations. For the modern English version, the fifth commandment forbids being disrespectful to or not treating others as their position or relationship to us demands. And finally, what's the reason annexed to the fifth commandment? The reason annexed to the fifth commandment is a promise of long life and prosperity as far as it shall serve God's glory and the to all such as keep this